Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Let me tell you about Way. It's spelled O-U-A-I. And it's there to make sure that in these winter months that are coming, that are going to ravage your skin, that your skin stays moist and dewy. It's important, man. Fast absorbing to nourish your skin when you need it most. That's what the Way Melrose Place body cream has going for you. Hydration that lasts and prevents dryness. And you can turn your shower into an escape with a gentle, skin-softening Way Melrose Place body cleanser. Balance your skin. Gently cleanse it and nourish it. Experience the new Way Melrose Place body cream and body cleanser. Your body, your way. Go to theouai.com. That's theway.com. Use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theway.com. Use the code B-L-E-A-V, BLEAV.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. I feel like I'm a newscaster with that opening.
Welcome back. Breaking news. People are good.
Breaking news. This is a podcast about people being good. That's true. And you just don't see them covered on the TV very much, but people are always doing amazing things for other people. Most of them, by the way, not caught on camera. So you don't even know like how many people are being kind to each other. And that's why we try to bring you this podcast. And if you like it, you can subscribe or suggest it to your friends and give them a little balance in 2022.
That's right. Let's spread the word. Kevin and I are doing our best to light the fuse. You guys pass it around, pass the bomb around. Bad analogy.
Yes, it was.
Any requests?
Yes, Fred Schneider.
Okay.
I think we've done this before, but I assume you've worked on it since then.
It's an intro. The show's about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike, they're here to give you great news.
Very nice. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
My first story is
you who are under 1,000. Fred Schneider from the B-52. So the guy who sings Love Shack, and you're like, how is that a real thing? Yeah, that's
Rock that's Lobster.
Betty White, I don't know anyone that didn't like her or didn't respect her or whatever. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. She was universally loved. But do you know, like, when I say, Kevin, she was scorching hot, like she was scorching hot?
I did not know her then.
No one did. She's been old as fuck my whole life.
Right, that's my
when I found out she died at 100, I was like, well, wasn't she 100, like, in the 80s?
She died at 99, unfortunately.
In, like, the 30s and 40s, yeah. She was, like, whoa, hot.
And how is that supposed to help the story?
Because everything, when it comes to females.
How does that move this forward?
Being hot is the most important thing.
Okay. And Betty White was. Okay, so that's
our
the point.
Our producer, Courtney, is. I made a face like I'm gonna. If I was anywhere near him, I would hurt him.
Yes, of course.
Ultimate eye roll.
Yes. Listen, the entire audience is doing the exact same thing. Betty White described herself as a zoo nut. She was crazy about animals, and for a long time, she helped raise money for animal shelters. Mm-hmm. And there was a viral fundraising effort to help her cause. And basically on January 17th, which would have been her 100th birthday, she died on the last day of last year. There were people that were encouraging donations to shelters and rescue operations. And they said that there's a hashtag Betty White challenge. And there was fundraising on the platform of Instagram and Facebook, Meta, if you want to call it that. And almost $900,000 was raised by 26,000 people.
$900,000?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
On Friday, when the word got out that this was happening when everybody's, you know, how these challenges can sort of be nowhere and then they just take over the world.
Right.
On Friday, according to Meta, more than 390,000 people have donated and they have raised $12.7 million.
Oh,
how about that? It's just people who care and love animals and want them to be treated well got into this and hashtag Betty White Challenge. I assume it's still going on. I don't know. I don't know how long it's going on, but it's an amazing, amazing thing to raise that kind of money, and especially for animal shelters.
It is.
And we do a lot of stories here about animals. And
of course, people, unless you're completely like a sociopath, you have a soft spot in your heart for animals who are abused or abandoned. I get that. And there's clearly a big pull for people to donate. But really, this was inspired by Betty White. If she yes. wasn't the type of person that she was, this wouldn't have taken this the kind of it wouldn't have taken people by storm the way it did.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Also, I started thinking about what your hashtag might be when you die and what my hashtag might be when we die. And I don't think it'll accomplish as much as Betty White. That could be bad.
It would certainly won't accomplish as much, but I guarantee I will have some like Catherwood hashtag Catherwood challenge. And it's going to involve the bathroom or sending something to your friends via imaging.
Like, I don't think that you're going to get the kind of response that Betty White got, though.
When I die, Kevin, by that time, the technology is going to be so amazing to send your friends disgusting texts. You understand? And
there's but you can already do that.
No, but imagine when in 50 years.
Like in 5 years when you die, what's it going to be like?
In 50 years. If that's a short run for me. You understand? That's because of how healthy I am.
Sure.
In 50 years, you're going to be sending holograms of horrible, of inside out, you know what's. And
I hope somebody has the wherewithal to take away your phone when you hit even like 70, not 50 years, but when you hit like 60, take my phone away.
Like the NSA is going to take away my phone. rest in peace, Betty White. That's a beautiful story about a really, truly beautiful soul. And I think when celebrities die far too often, people aggrandize how amazing and great they were. But Betty White, much like our friend Bob Saget, who recently passed, was one of those people that was just such a positive force on this earth. And
to everyone they met.
Yeah. Next story. Crazy story. There was recently, right at the end of 2021, there was flooding in Brazil, okay?
Right.
And especially outside, you know, Rio, Sao Paulo, places like that, Brasilia, the infrastructure in Brazil oftentimes is really not good.
It's incredibly poor. It's an incredibly poor country. Yeah.
Things go really poorly, and that's what happened here, okay? So there's this flood, and this fisherman – he's just a guy, you know, like in a self-oared, self-propelled boat. That's how he makes his living, you know, finding fresh fish and taking it to the marketplace. He realizes, well, I have a boat and arms to oar myself with. I should put this to good use. And he went out. This guy's name is Jean. And he and his brother spent Christmas Eve saving 121 families in their boat that sits like four people.
I'm sorry, you said 121 and the boat seats four.
They spent 37 straight unbroken hours.
Wow.
Rowing around this area of Itubuna, Bahia, saving 121 families and bringing them to safety.
Oh, that's unbelievable. On. Yeah, agreed. That's craziness.
Right there. Great news, man. Just this last Christmas Eve.
Wow. You know, it's hard for us to stay up for 37 hours. And these guys were literally in a boat rowing people to safety.
Without meth, it's so hard.
I mean, you didn't mention that in the story, but
so
it
easy.
Is hard.
So easy.
In this day and age of the internet, what's more important than peace of mind? I'll tell you, nothing. And that's why NordVPN is here to have your back, to give you peace of mind while you're online. And with all the threats that you face on a day-to-day basis on that there internet, it's more important than ever to be sure that you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN, the world's best VPN service, offers the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. So grab yourself exclusive NordVPN deals by going to nordvpn.com/BLEAV or use the code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with NordVPN's 30-day money-back guarantee. Thank you so much, NordVPN, for sponsoring this podcast.
We've often talked about what type of teenagers we were.
Yeah.
And I don't really want anyone to know everything that I did as a teenager because I was a dick. I was really a dick.
Yeah.
Not as much as Mike, but I was a dick. I didn't run over a bum. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't happen.
First off, I wasn't a teenager when that happened.
Secondly, okay. Second off, that happened.
It allegedly. Yeah.
There is a 16-year-old in a high school student whose name is Maddie Barber, and she was in the Kendall County Junior Livestock Show. Now, I didn't know that you could win this kind of dough in a livestock show, but now that you live in Austin, Mike,
yeah,
you need to start raising pigs and cows and whatever else they show at these livestock shows.
Absolutely.
Because this girl, Maddie, won $30,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, what do you do with $30,000 if you are 16?
Hookers.
At 16?
Yeah. 17 drugs, but no question. 17 and beyond. It was not even open for debate. But,
all right. So 15, let me
16,
tell you.
It's hookers. Yeah.
Let me tell you another part of the story, though.
Okay.
She was being treated for cancer.
Oh, my God.
At St. Jude's. And she gave all $30,000 to St. Jude's to give back to
at
this
17?
Place. At 16.
Oh,
yes.
My holy mackerel.
Watch this. This is insane.
Bernie champion high school junior Maddie Barber earned more than $30,000 at the Kendall County Junior Livestock Show last week. Well, instead of buying a new car or setting it aside for college, Maddie decided to donate it all to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. You see, the teen was treated for brain cancer at the hospital from 2017 to 2018. Maddie said she received a lot of support during her time at St. Jude, and she wanted to give back.
Everyone there was super nice, and it was a hard time, especially for my parents, but they got lots of support, and as so did I.
We want people to know how great of a kid Maddie is.
Yeah.
This awesome thing that she's done.
I mean, this isn't a typical thing that a 16-year-old will do.
No. Agreed.
Oh.
As we just discussed what we would have done with $30,000 as a 16-year-old.
Well, and all, okay, couple that with surviving brain cancer, mm-hmm, at that young of an age, you would very justifiably feel like, I deserve this money. I deserve,
well, yeah,
to pamper myself, you know?
Because the brain cancer was unfair. And yeah. So maybe she gets some pampering money or whatever. No, she gave it all to St. Jude's.
That's...
How about that? That is crazy good.
I really commend her. I mean, that's a middle of her teen years human that it inspires me greatly as a grown,
yep,
man.
Agreed.
That's amazing. All right. Next story again, Kevin. I got a good collection. I think this is crazy. Okay.
Okay.
So there's this lady. Her name is Nadia Nadim. She fled Afghanistan at 11. Okay.
Okay.
So at 11 years old, you can, unless she was incredibly daring at that age, was uneducated because she, in Afghanistan, especially at that time, was not allowed to read and educate herself. So at 11 years old, she's fleeing Afghanistan just to get out because it was so dangerous. Her father was killed by the Taliban.
Wow.
And she's like, if I have any opportunity to get out of here, I gotta. And she did. In the past 16 years since fleeing Afghanistan, again, as an uneducated person, she has scored 200 goals for the Denmark national team as a footballer.
Mm-hmm.
She speaks 9 languages.
All right, here we go.
Juggling her practice schedule while going to med school. This week, she became a certified doctor. She is an MD, a national team member for the country of Denmark, who is their leading goal scorer, and she speaks 9 languages. Boom. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yep. Yep. And Good News Movement, where I found this story, highly encouraged people to follow her. She is at Nadim. So Nadi, but number 9, Nadim, Nadim. Because she's not one to kind of promote what she has accomplished. But if you go over and look at her Instagram profile, it is quite inspirational, as you can imagine, because
that's a miracle. That is really great.
Young woman.
You can't tell people they can't accomplish anything because that
absolutely can't. And maybe you have to be at that young of an age. She was exposed to such insane adversity. Maybe that just created something inside her to be this kind of beyond human person. I mean, I always like to look at these stories, like these exceptional achievements. And I say to myself, it's like, why watch Marvel movies and stuff when that's a super person. That's a super hero.
Agreed. You know,
that's reality right there. That's amazing.
That is a great story. We do a lot of animal stories here on Great News because they make you happy. Animals make you happy. And in this particular video, they're turkeys. And they're just, the whole thing is they're just chasing a dude on a bike. That's what's happening. You may have to watch it more than once because it's great. What? You've experienced being chased?
Let's finish this story.
Okay.
And I will tell you about how I was chased down.
Yes, please.
I thought I was going to die by Mexican chicken, pushing my daughter in a stroller.
All right, watch this first. This is just a guy trying to get on his bike in San Luis Obispo, and turkeys saying F you. It's great.
Turkeys harassing and chasing a bicyclist just minding his own business.
Yeah.
The man tries to get on his bike outside the campus of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
He's talking. Running. They take a shortcut behind the car.
Caption reading, only at Poly, mm-hmm. This video has been viewed nearly...
An attack!
Respect the turkey. Respect the turkey. Hell yeah. San Luis Obispo of all places, too. Like, you know, you would think it's like, well, in Colombia. No. This is slow. I understand it's like Central Coast is an agricultural place, but still, that's like a city with a pretty high population.
Let's watch it again. He's holding his bike right now to protect himself.
Oh, no, turkeys are gnarly, dude.
The campus of Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. The turkeys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Look, let's get him this way. He's going this way.
Get him.
Caption reading, only at Poly, this video has been...
So they attack while he's getting on his bike.
...on TikTok, and that, Christian...
I couldn't love that more.
First of all...
Oh, by the way, the joke
I'm
that was...
I'm relatively sure it's Ben Franklin.
The joke one of the, that... Hold up. The joke that the anchor made was, I'm sure that's payback for Thanksgiving. I just wanted to point that out.
Fuck you.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Ben Franklin, I'm almost sure it was Ben Franklin, one of the founding members of this country,
right,
was furious that they decided to use the bald eagle as the national bird because he's like, that's a pussy. It's a dumb pussy bird. And that it should be the turkey is tough as shit.
Oh, because it's a badass.
they're super badass. And everyone kind of looks at turkeys because we eat them and they're kind of, but they're crazy smart for,
for most birds.
And they're super gnarly. Like, they do not fool around. They will totally fight you, and they will oftentimes win. And they kill, like, small furry animals. They are gnarly.
You, I'm in Mexico. You have to, just before you get to, you have to think, like, what is it that turned those turkeys on that bicyclist? There had to be other people around, but they were like,
I think
no.
They just thought, like, hey, I think it was gang, like jail
gang mentality.
He's by himself. There's three of us.
We can take him.
Vulnerable.
All right. You're in Mexico. So any story that starts like that is great.
Probably like maybe a year old. And my wife and I are on vacation in Mexico. I'm taking her for a walk in the stroller because she won't fall asleep after the travel and like different time zones. She's just being, she's crazy crabby and won't. So right. I said to my wife, I was like, well, just go relax and I'll take her for a walk and she'll fall asleep in the stroller. I'm walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. And I'm just frankly getting lost because I just keep going. And finally she does fall asleep. And I realize, I'm like, hey, I'm in this beautiful area. Let's not get too crazy. There's nothing to complain about. I'll go enjoy this beautiful scenic route. So I kind of go off the beaten path some more. And I have this sleeping little girl in my stroller as I walk. And I see maybe like six turkeys in the about 50 feet in front of me. I'm like, hey,
did you turn around instantly?
No, I was like, oh, look at the cool turkeys. I was like, Hey, turkeys, you know, like, it was fun. It was exciting, you know?
You thought it would be a mutual admiration thing where they go, look at how cute that kid is.
They didn't hesitate. They saw me when I made noise and then sprinted at me. Okay? So I'm like.
Did you say 50?
No. Like, I was like 50 feet away, but it was only like, it was like six to 10, maybe, you know, like six, like seven turkeys.
All right.
And I'm thinking to myself, I was like, well, listen, okay. Yeah. They're mean and stuff, like, but they're 25 pounds a piece and they don't have hands. I'm going to kick them. I'll kill these things. But as they get closer,
They don't have hands?
Well, they have claws and stuff, but like, it's not like a.
Oh no, I understand.
Bobcat or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not going to punch you.
You really want to do this? You really want to do? I was like, I'll snap one of your necks, and I guarantee the rest of you.
So everybody else, go tell the other turkeys what happened here.
So this is all happening in like a span of like seconds, but it's, you know, it's slowing. Things are slowing down, and I'm like, wait a second, they're really coming after me, and then they start making their noise. And I'm like, all right, I have a child here that I must protect. I turn around and I start running slowly at first. I'm like, I'll just evade.
If you jog away, they won't be threatened. They're picking up speed.
They're not stopping. And then I start literally sprinting. I'm in flip flops, you know, at like a beach resort. And I'm like, oh my God, I kick off my flip flops and then I start sprinting. And I'm not exaggerating. I know this sounds great. I didn't go half a mile. But I had to go like two football fields till I was able to get them to stop running after me. And they were considerably faster than me.
Did any of them touch you?
No.
Peck at you?
Because I would sprint as best I could. And then I'd turn around to see, and they'd be 3 yards behind me. And I'd make a cut like Walter Payton style. And then I'd go down, and then I went. So then I did like horror movie stuff, and I like went into the jungle, like towards the trees and stuff. And I was like trying to like lose them, like The Shining in the maze,
right?
But that, so I got punked by a group of turkeys, like a group of turkeys gang punked me.
Oh, I wish there was video of this.
And their only motivation was they saw me. They saw me and they're like, this guy, fuck.
Let's rough him up.
Yeah, you're dead.
I love that so much.
It's my turn. Sorry. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this guy has a blind grandmother. Okay. And they're going to visit her. He and his brother. And his brother calls beforehand and says, we're coming over and my brother brought you some flowers. So, you know, because she can't, she literally is like full blind. And she comes to the gate and he's like, okay, so we got some flowers for you. Check out this video. She goes and she opens the gate. It's not flowers. It's her newborn grandchild. And listen to this reaction. She opened the gate. She's like, oh, okay, I got some flowers for you. Huh? Okay, look, let me put up my hands because I can't see shit. Wait a second. This doesn't feel like flowers. Oh.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And that's like not, I'm touched tears. That's like, I can't, I've lost control of my emotions completely crying.
Yep.
Oh. So sweet.
Man. That is so sweet. They cut the video just before she said, where are my damn flowers?
Yeah, she's like, but wait.
You promised me flowers. Flowers.
You can't do that to a woman.
All right. Time for the outro. Okay. But before that, if you like this podcast, subscribe and tell your friends about it. Get them to subscribe as well.
Any requests?
Johnny Cash.
It's true. Johnny Cash. I fell in. Intro. The show is about to begin, bro.
That's the intro. We're looking for the outro.
Outro. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. Where's my amphetamines?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.